Good morning and welcome to another episode of Shut Up and Talk. I know that sounds really rude, right? But you know what? Sometimes you just got to tell yourself that. Just shut up. Stop harping on all of the negativity, the insecurities, the self-doubt, the self-worth, the limiting belief. Stop. Just stop. Stop allowing yourself to be in situations and to be in circles that don't mean you any good. Do you know what I mean? Shut up bringing the negative energy into your life. Just shut up, because I don't want to hear it. And I'm sure the people that you're around don't want to hear it either. So anyway, this podcast really is for those people who, like myself, have dealt with the very issues I just spoke about. You know, low self-esteem, self-worth, insecurity, self-doubt, just all those things that cause us not to be able to stand up and live our best lives. I've been in that place far too long, and it has not worked for me. So I decided, you know what? Because the negative self-talk and all that chatter isn't working for me, what happens if I start to reverse all of that negativity and bring up my, allow my frequency to change. Yeah, to allow my frequency to change, to allow my circles to change, to allow the things that are going in my ear to change. Oh, yes. Yes, indeedy, sweetie. Just what if I started to see myself in a different light? If I started to tell myself I love myself? If I even started with saying I like myself? What a difference that would make. Not only would it make a difference, it has made a difference. Okay? Can I tell you that I've just chosen myself for the first time in my adult life? Listen, I'm 50 years old. For a long time, I was ashamed to share those facts with people. I mean, I was in a very deep, very dark place. And this depression was, it was going to take me out. Like, I found myself, there were days I couldn't get up out of the bed. Or there were days that I would get up and I was just sluggish. I didn't see my purpose. I didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I was so miserable, so broken, so sad. I was hurting. I was angry. And it was all because I'd given away my power. And I didn't know who I was anymore. Oh, but I thank God, the God I serve. I thank God for his words that say, I, Christina, am fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nobody like me. When I kind of grasped that word, like, it just made me happy and excited, and it allowed me to see myself in a different light. Like, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, there is nobody like me. You know, for years, I hated my voice. Like, H-A-T-E-D. I hated my voice. It was not very feminine. It was not very soft. It just made me feel that much worse about myself. And then all the other women that I would be associated with, they had the high-pitched female voices. Well, guess what? Trick or treat. I am in love with my voice, and my voice is sexy and raspy and inviting and just engaging. Yep, I said it. Man, I can't tell you how good it feels to be recovered from my past, to really be able to look at myself in the mirror. You know, there was a time when I would shower. I would go in the bathroom. I wouldn't turn the light on. I would brush my teeth in the dark. I know this sounds crazy. It's true. This is probably when I was like, meaning my early 20s, maybe 22, 23. I just didn't love Christina. I didn't know that I really could. And I think when I say that in a sense of, I really never really had anybody to celebrate me or to encourage me to believe in myself. There is a backstory to a lot of that, and I won't get into it right now, but I was just always wavering with my esteem, trying to figure out who am I, trying to figure out why am I here. I didn't know. I did not know. And so as I lay here in this bed at 2:58 in the morning on September 20th, I am patting myself on the back to say, congratulations, you've overcome. You know, you're still on the journey. But wow, it's so much easier to be on this journey now that I've gotten a sense of myself. Now that I can look at myself in the mirror and I can just love on myself. Wow, that's so important to really just find that self-love and just honor and embrace and celebrate you. My favorite artist, India Irie, she says, I'm having a private party. I'm learning how to love me and celebrate the woman I've become. That is the most amazing feeling that I know. Because you can't celebrate and fight and win for other people when you're not celebrating, fighting, and winning for yourself, right? I have chosen Christina. I like Christina. Not only do I like her, I love her. She is fly. She is fierce. She is 50. And oh yes, she is fantabulous. Now, somebody might think, oh gosh, she's tooting her own horn. Beep, beep, I got the keys to the Jeep. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And you have the keys to the Jeep too, if you so choose to drive. See, you got to be careful when you drive and who's riding. Because some people that's riding with you might want to take it and drive. Be careful. Watch them. Get to watch them, honey. I'm telling you what I know. And see, everybody that ride with you, they don't like you. That's a tough pill to swallow. I had people coming to my house, sitting up at my house, eating my food. I'm watching their children. They talking junk about me behind my back. See, you don't always have to hear it. Your spirit will tell you. If you listen, your spirit will tell you everything. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. So when I say shut up and talk, I'm saying kill all the negative vibes, the negative energy, anything that does not serve you, any person who's not got your back, all that chatter, it's got to go. Start talking about the things that bring you joy, things that bring you peace, things that elevate you, things that serve you, things that motivate and inspire you. Okay? Those are the things you need to be talking about. Those are the people that you want to surround yourself around. That's the energy that you want to be engaged in or engaged with. Anything else is unacceptable. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard now. This journey, wow, it's been filled with highs and lows, ups and downs, heartaches, heartbreak, rejection. It's been tough. But you know what? If you do the work, if you take time to really just go back over your life and just say, okay, you know what? Yes, this happened, but that's part of my past and I choose to deal with it. I choose to forgive myself. I choose to forget the person that offended me and I'm moving on. And you've got to take your life by the horns and you just gotta lean with it, roll with it. That's what the little young people, I call them malleus. That's what they say. Lean with it, roll with it. Sometimes that leaning and rolling gets a little tough, but you know what? Rise up, my sister, my brother. Rise up. Lean with it and roll with it. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. You know something else I wanted to share? Forgiveness. Did I just say that? It is early in the morning. Forgiveness. You know, let it go and let God handle it. I believe I used to say, let it go and let's grow. You know, sometimes you got to cut things and people off. People that have been in your life. Sometimes that means families. Sometimes that means your bestie. Sometimes that means your lover. If people aren't good for you, let them go. You have a right to be happy, to be joyful, to be at peace, to just soar. Do you realize that's available to you? Do you realize those things are available to you? I'm asking you a question. Okay, let me calm down. I just really want to just inspire people. That is my life's goal, my life's mission. I really want to help people to realize your life was given to you for you to serve God, not people, not man. Don't get it twisted. Who said you couldn't be your best? Who said you couldn't live your best life? Who said you couldn't have what you want? Are those limiting beliefs of yours keeping you in bondage? I know for me that was the case. And as my business coach always says, who's in your ear? Who's in your ear? What are you listening to? What are you digesting? What are you putting in your body? Because if you really and truly answer those questions, if you're honest with yourself about those questions, you'll begin to make some changes. If you're not where you want to be, don't blame anyone else. Yes, I understand there were some hardships. I understand there were some things that happened. But you know what? Here's what I want you to do. Own those situations. Own them. Okay. Yes, this happened, but I choose to let it go. Yes, this happened, but I choose to forgive this person. Yes, it happened. I choose to forgive myself, and I choose to give myself another opportunity to live my best life. It's not difficult. It's just a choice. It's just a choice. So I just want to say to you, yes, you can. And I mean it. And let me tell you, when I say that, what I mean by this, I recently started riding a bike again after about, oh gosh, it's been at least 15, if not 20 years. I started to do the Great Cycle Challenge for Kids Cancer. I ended up getting a bike. I got a mountain bike, and then I got an exercise bike. And I have been saying to myself, I need to exercise. I need to exercise. But I wasn't motivated to do it. But I kept thinking about the bike. And I kept saying, I'm going to get a bike. I'm going to get a bike. In 1 week, I got two bikes. I got the exercise bike, and then I got the bike for outside. Right? And then I saw the cycle challenge that came about. And I was like, oh, this is kind of ironic. I got on the bike. The first day I tried to get off the bike ended up on me. Okay, so I fell off the bike. Now, luckily, I've got a little extra cushion. It's called FAT, okay? F-A-T, not P-H-A-T. The cushion, thankfully, protected me. Now, the reason I'm making this point is, if someone would have told me 12 months ago I was going to be riding a bike 5 miles a day, I was like, are you cray-cray? Are you cray-cray? Right? But guess what? I got up. I got on the bike, I fell off the bike, I got back on the bike, and I started to ride. And it would be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. Now it's turned into 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour. I say all that to say, yes, You can do anything that you want if you set your mind to it. So with that, be encouraged. Shut up. Start talking the talk and walk the walk. My name is Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian, Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller. Please, shut up and talk.